Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Mention Phoebe to a person not interested in birds, and the response might well be, "Yeah, I knew a girl by that name once." Yes, there are Phoebes that are humans, and Phoebes that are birds. The name is spelled the same in both cases, P-H-O-E-B-E. However, one does not derive from the other. Rather, it's a case of convergent onomastics, so to speak. The feminine name Phoebe comes from Greek mythology. Phoebe was one of the Titans, her name meaning radiant and bright. The bird's name derives from its call. The name, then, is onomatopoetic, like the names given to the European cuckoo, the chickadee, the bobolink, the bobwhite, and the whippoorwill. For identification purposes in field guides, the call of the Phoebe is spelled simply F-E-E-B-E-E, which looks a bit curious in print. So I suppose those two syllables suggested to someone in the past the traditional spelling of the name, P-H-O-E-B-E, for the bird. About the bird, our eastern Phoebe is a small flycatcher about 7 inches long and drab, with a gray-brown back and dirty white underparts. It has no wing bars and no eye ring like several of its relatives, but it does have a behavior that is the key to its identification. That is, besides its call. The Phoebe persistently wags its tail up and down. So a drab bird perched on a branch, making occasional forays out to catch insects in flight, constantly wagging its tail, is a Phoebe. And the identification will certainly be confirmed when the bird sings its name.